Scenes from a Situationship, written by Mammoth Love, and read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Four times Yelena broke into Kate's place, and one time she didn't have to. 1. It's only been 2 days after Kate signs the lease on her new apartment that she comes home to find Yelena at her kitchen table.
"You're hurt,"
Yelena says immediately.
"You're here," Kate replies while dropping her keys on the entry table.
Kate raises her hand to the gash on her forehead. She's not seeing double or anything, so the cut can't be that bad, but the fight was exhausting. She collapses on the couch without bothering to ask Yelena how she even knew where Kate's new apartment was. Moments later, Yelena is hovering over her with a wet dishcloth and wiping away the blood on Kate's forehead. She's surprisingly gentle, and Kate won't say it out loud, but it's kind of nice to have someone want to take care of her after a night like this.
"I'm fine," Kate protests. "I totally kicked that guy's ass."
"Yes, you are very strong, Kate Bishop, but let me clean you up anyway," Yelena replies.
"I am very strong," Kate says.
"I know. I've fought you, and you do some very impressive moves. You are not better than me, but you are good."
Yelena has apparently cleaned Kate's wound to her satisfaction because she tosses the dishcloth in the direction of the kitchen and plops down on the opposite side of the couch.
"I," Kate begins to protest, but doesn't get more than a word out. "This place is nicer than your last one," Yelena observes.
"To be fair, my last place had already been on fire the first time you visited it."
"Yeah, it was very shitty."
2. Kate buys a few extra forks and starts buying mac and cheese in bulk. She's rewarded by coming home to Yelena and Lucky sharing a bowl of mac and cheese coated in hot sauce.
"You shouldn't feed him that."
"You feed him pizza, I've seen it," Yelena says, and Kate can just barely understand her due to the massive amount of macaroni in her mouth.
"Yeah, but that's different. He's my dog."
"That's a stupid argument," Yelena shoots back as she shovels another huge spoonful of mac and cheese into her mouth.
"Yeah, it is," Kate relents. "Did you at least make enough for me?"
Yelena smiles and holds out the pan she's eating from to demonstrate there's plenty left. Kate grabs a fork and sits down next to her. Eventually, Lucky wriggles his way between the two of them and falls asleep.
"Seriously, though, all that sriracha is going to give him diarrhea," Kate whispers.
"Ew, gross!
That sounds like your problem, Kate Bishop."
As if sensing Kate's frustration, Lucky sighs in his sleep. 3. Kate does try to get Yelena interested in activities that don't involve breaking and entering, but the first time Kate takes her to the movies, Yelena laughs so loud and yells at the screen so often that they get kicked out of the movie theater. So, when Kate's halfway through Encanto and her window creaks open, she locks it. She swears she does. She says, before Yelena even has both feet in the apartment, "I'll start the movie over. Do you want popcorn?"
"Yes," Yelena replies. "That guy at the movie theater was so rude," she adds, like she knows exactly why Kate is proposing a movie in.
She's rustling through Kate's cabinets and pulls out a bag of popcorn and throws it in the microwave.
"All I was doing was saying what everyone was thinking. That girl was not skilled in combat, so it was stupid to go into the woods when there was obviously someone there who'd murdered all her friends."
Kate closes her eyes, enjoys the sound of Yelena's voice mixed with the popping of corn kernels before she replies, "That's the point of horror movies. Everyone's kind of stupid."
"I hope everyone isn't stupid in this movie," Yelena comments.
She brings the freshly popped popcorn over and settles into her usual place on Kate's couch.
"I'm glad you're here," Kate says.
And Yelena smiles, then grabs a handful of popcorn and shoves it in her mouth. Kate stretches out and tucks her feet under Yelena's thighs, adding, "Because my feet were getting cold." Yelena lets out an exaggerated yelp and lightly smacks at Kate's legs.
"Your feet are icicles, Kate! You should get that looked at!"
Kate laughs, and eventually, partway through the movie, Yelena rests one of her hands on Kate's leg and leaves it there until the credits are rolling. 4. Kate opens her door, and a shrill alarm pierces her ears, causing her to throw her groceries halfway across the room. Yelena steps over scattered packages of Kraft macaroni and cheese, Oreos, and ramen, saying something Kate can't quite process. Yelena punches a few buttons on a black box that definitely wasn't on Kate's wall when she left home a few hours ago. Finally, the sound stops.
"What the hell was that?"
Yelena reaches up and covers her ears.
"You don't have to yell, Kate."
"Really?
I'm the thing that's too loud? Kate questions.
Yelena ignores her and points to the black box on the wall. I installed a security system. Your apartment is too easy to infiltrate.
You realize you're the only one who's ever broken into my apartment, right?
Yelena raises an eyebrow.
Well, to this current apartment of mine, Kate amends.
I'm trying to keep it that way, Yelena says. Here, let me show you the code. There are alarms on the window, too.
5.
You two are spending a lot of time together, Clint observes after stopping by to talk to Kate and finding Yelena there with her feet up on the coffee table, reading an old issue of Birds of Prey while Kate works on homework. There's a warning in his voice, but Kate's not sure which one of them he's concerned about, her or Yelena.
Yeah, Kate deflects. I need to get better locks.
Clint just looks at her like he knows Kate wouldn't keep Yelena out, even if she could. Kate doesn't bother to protest.
She does have better locks now, Yelena adds, without looking up from her comic book.
She points in the direction of the control unit for Kate's new security system. Clint looks it over and nods in approval. 6. It's almost Christmas, a year since they met. They've already been to the holiday market at Union Square. Now Yelena wants to go look at the Rockefeller Center tree. Kate meets her in front of the tree with 2 cups of hot chocolate in hand. It's about 7 o'clock, and the lights are shining bright against the background of the darkened city. Yelena looks gorgeous. She's looking up at the tree and wearing a fuzzy white beanie with a little pom-pom on top that Clint gave her as an early Christmas present. Her eyes are wide with awe as she takes in the lights. Kate hands her a hot chocolate and nervously reaches for Yelena's free hand with her own. Yelena wraps her fingers around Kate's and squeezes. She doesn't let go, and the two of them stand there looking at the tree until Kate is dizzy with the magic of it.
This is nice, Yelena says. I didn't get to look at it much last year with all the fighting.
I'm glad you finally got the chance to properly enjoy it.
I'm glad I get to enjoy it with you, Yelena says.
You know, it's occurred to me you've never come to my apartment properly. Yelena glances at her and raises an eyebrow.
Like, through the front door, with an actual invitation? Kate elaborates.
Do you want to?
I would like that, Kate Bishop, Yelena agrees.
Later that night, after a couple of spiked hot chocolates and several classic Christmas movies, Yelena stands up during the finale to White Christmas and tugs on Kate's hand, pulling her up and into a slow dance. Kate giggles and tugs Yelena closer as Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney sing, "May your days be merry and bright." Yelena looks up at Kate, and Kate leans down, closing the distance between them, their lips finally meeting. Yelena tastes of chocolate and dark rum, and Kate feels the fluttering of possibility in her chest.
"Thank you for inviting me over, Kate Bishop," Yelena says, and then she pushes Kate backward onto the couch with a smile, climbing on top of her.
End. Thank you for listening.
May your days be merry and bright.
Nope.